Welcome into the Paul Correa studio today, and I have a very special guest joining me, PGA Tour golfer Jake Knapp, and also a huge Ducks fan. Jake, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
I know that the Anaheim Ducks have been a part of your life for a very long time and certainly a part of your professional career as well now, but you're a SoCal guy. You grew up here. Talk a little bit about what it was like growing up here and your fandom for the team.
Yeah, I can't complain about growing up in Southern California, that's for sure. Grew up a big hockey fan. My mom's side of the family's all from Canada. So just grew up a big hockey fan in general. And then the Ducks started basically the year I was born. So my grandfather got season tickets for the first maybe 10, 12 seasons, something like that. So just grew up going to hockey games all the time, going to the events, skating on the ice, all that sort of stuff. So just truly been a fan since day one.
Do you remember your first Ducks game?
I can't say that I remember my first one because I have a feeling they probably took me when I was too young to remember something right. like that. But some of my earlier memories, I remember probably being like 4 years old, 5 years old and like skating on the ice with my brother during, you know, one of those season ticket holder nights and doing stuff like that. So lots of good memories at games.
Were those early days where you thought hockey was in your future at all? Did you ever think that, or was it always going to be golf?
It was kind of always going to be golf. I enjoyed playing hockey and I loved it, but I played way more street hockey than anything. I was pretty fortunate if I got to actually ice skate or do something. The rinks were just like a little bit far away from where I grew up and we had a golf course across the street. So it was kind of a no-brainer for my parents.
And where exactly in Orange County did you grow up?
I grew up in Costa Mesa.
And is your family still there?
Yeah. My parents are still there. Same house I grew up in. Then my brother lives down the street.
So now you get to come home and play street hockey still?
I wish. I since moved about a year ago, I moved to Arizona. So I spend most of my time there. I still come home during the really hot months and then during the holidays. And then my brother has almost 2-year-old son. So now we're starting to kind of get him into the whole thing.
I was going to say, has he met Wild Wing? Has he come to a game yet?
He hasn't come to a game yet. I think this season will definitely be the first one. And I think he's latched on to every sport. So I'm assuming that hockey is going to be next.
When you were watching the Ducks growing up, did you have a favorite player?
Paul Correa, funny enough.
Oh, and we're sitting here in the Paul Correa studio. How cool. Yeah. And that jersey behind you was his, the stick, the gloves. The helmet, too.
That's pretty sweet.
Maybe you can pick it up after we're done with the interview.
I might have to do that. I mean, he was always my guy because I was left-handed growing up. And then Solani was always my brother's guy because he was right-handed. So it was just an easy one, too.
Yeah, perfect. You didn't have to fight over having a favorite player in the house.
No, made it easy on each other.
So let's talk about your golf journey a little bit. The early days, playing at UCLA, amateur, pro now. Where did that passion start for you?
I think I just like fell in love with playing. My dad would take my brother and I at a really young age just to go over the driving range. We'd play the back nine early in the morning, even before school at times. And, just enjoyed playing a lot. And then really played every sport up until I was probably like a junior in high school. But golf was always the one that, I'd play the other sports because I was on teams and doing that. But I wouldn't do a lot of extra work necessarily, whereas golf, it was every day I wanted to go hit balls, whether I had buddies to go and play with, or if it was just by myself, it was just what I really enjoyed doing.
What was your course growing up?
Costa Mesa Country Club, public course in Costa Mesa.
Special to come back to, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah. Very cool spot.
And through your journey with golf, it's taken you a lot of places, especially this year. Congratulations on your rookie season on the tour. What has that been like? And then also, sporting the Anaheim Ducks logo this year.
Yeah. Rookie year on tour is just like a dream come true, basically. It's somewhere that you always dream of getting to, but you're just not really sure. I mean, there's only, really 125 guys that keep their job out there every year. And I've always said there's 125 guys with the best job in the world and you're trying to take it from them. So they're not just going to give it up to you. It took me a while, but I loved it. I loved the journey of getting there. I was very lucky to have the Ducks on as a sponsor, even my first year on Korn Ferry. So it's been a very like unique and fun partnership. It's definitely, probably the partnership that I'm most well known for and the one that everybody kind of comments on. I get yelled at on the course a lot, just getting either yelled at from a different sports fan or a different hockey team fan, or they're screaming "Go Ducks" at me. So it definitely brings a lot of attention. It's just something fun and different.
How did the partnership with the Ducks start?
I got to know Tim Ryan, who was a member at my home course, and we casually played golf one night. And I didn't know who he was or what his job was or anything like that. And he asked if he could kind of join and play nine holes, so we went and played nine. Had a great time, and he had a bunch of Ducks gear, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, you know, maybe he's a fan, you know, maybe he works for the team somewhere. And then I actually just casually came up in conversation that I was going to go to the game that night, and he handed me his business card after we played and said, let me know if I can ever help you with anything at the game. And ever since then, it's just been a really cool relationship between him and I.
What was your reaction seeing his business card after that and just being completely naive, you know, the whole day?
Just no clue. Because I mean, we got guys at the course that'll have, you know, all Minnesota Vikings gear, all sorts of different stuff, and they're just fans. So I just didn't think much of it. And I was just one of those where I was like, man, fortunately, you know, I carried myself well and didn't do anything to embarrass myself or ruin my reputation. So, you know, I was very fortunate that he took a liking to me, and he's been a great friend ever since.
And now having, you know, obviously having the old D on your, you know, your top and everything and in your bag as well. Now you get to sport the new logo on your collar. What do you think about the new logo?
I think it's the best logo in sports. I think it's the most iconic. I think when it comes to, you know, quote unquote retro logos, I think it's just one of the best, kind of most famous logos out there. So I'm glad to see that it's back. I know everybody's pumped about it. So, you know, I can't wait to see it, you know, in season this year and on the front of those jerseys all year long.
Were you one of the fans that was hoping to see the logo back? I know that there was a lot of people here that were pushing for that. And that's part of the reason, you know, the team did bring it back.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I definitely was. I think everybody understood why, like, you had to kind of make that transition. But I think at the same time, you know, it's just such a cool, iconic logo. And, you know, I think it would have been tougher to go away from that logo if we won the cup with that logo still on the jerseys. But yeah, I think everybody's excited to see it. I know a lot of people just love buying those retro jerseys anytime or the alternate jerseys. So I think it just fits the brand perfect.
Speaking of that cup win, were you here for the parade back then, or do you remember any of that?
I wasn't. So I remember exactly where I was watching the last couple games and all that sort of stuff. And I was laying on the floor in my parents' house in the living room watching. And that was the first year that our family gave up season tickets. So that was a bittersweet moment for us. And, you know, my mom's dad jokingly said, like, oh, I guess that just means we can never buy season tickets again. but my brother got season tickets a couple years ago, and I know he's back on the prowl getting some more.
And you're making it to Ducks games when you can, hopefully coming up here soon, with things slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This time of year, I get to go as many as I can. And then, you know, we always try to find some either like when I'm on the road, maybe if they're playing an away team and I can catch a game or something like that. So, you know, unfortunately, once January comes around, I'm not home a lot. But during these, you know, kind of holiday season, I try to get to as many as I can.
Where have you seen the team on the road?
Where have I seen them on the road? I want to say I saw them play in Nashville, and outside of Nashville, I want to say that's it.
That's a fun city to see them in.
Yeah, it was really cool. I think it was during the COVID season as well. So there was almost nobody there. And it was honestly pretty cool because it was like you could hear everything going on the ice, mm-hmm. and it was like you were just at a scrimmage or something.
Wow, that's so cool. And looking at the team where they're at now, what do you think about the future for the Ducks and this young group that they've been building with the last couple seasons?
Yeah, it's crazy to think like what the roster looked like 2-3 years ago. And, you know, still a few names on there, but a lot of new, young, fresh talent. And like, I feel like every podcast or thing, any hockey thing that's related to it, I feel like everybody is saying that, like, watch out for this team in 2-3 years, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a few games of some growing pains and things like that. But I feel like in terms of the young talent that we have, I think they're going to be a really exciting group to watch.
Do you have a favorite player on this team yet?
I'm still just a little biased to Troy Terry.
I think he's a
stud. Yeah, I think he's coming to his own and looking to take that leadership role on the team.
He joined a golf course or a golf club back in Denver in his hometown this summer and out on the links a lot. So working on his golf game, maybe someday you guys can go golfing together.
Yeah, we might be able to go hand in hand and see if I can help him out a little bit.
I'm sure he'd love that. Well, Jake, I want to ask you a little bit more about your golf journey because we touched on it a little bit, but I know you did have quite a journey and starting, you know, obviously playing at UCLA and then the time from then to now, there was a couple changes in there and just the journey to get, you know, to the tour. What was your motivation through all of that? And did you see yourself getting, you know, to be on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you're in a situation where you're not where you want to be, it's easy to have those doubts in your mind of, you know, am I good enough or how can I get good enough and all that sort of thing. And you can look at other guys and maybe where they came from or the opportunities that they had and you didn't have the same thing. So it's easy to kind of get down on yourself and think that that can't be you or something. But I think for me, I just truly love playing, love practicing. And there's nothing else that I really wanted to do. So just kind of, it wasn't really a decision. It was just what I wanted to do. And I was going to, you know, find a way to make it work. After a few years after college, I kind of told myself to stop putting timelines on things and saying I needed to be on tour by a certain point or needed to win certain events or something like that. And it's like, let's just keep on getting better, you know, keep progressing and give myself opportunities and good things will come. And, you know, I'm proud of myself that I stayed patient and just kind of stuck with it and, you know, feel like I'm right where I need to be.
And those good things did come this year. You won one of your first events on the tour, Mexican Open. What was that moment like? I know you had the Ducks logo on your arm in that photo too.
Yeah. It was pretty surreal. It was a good week kind of from start to finish. I knew I was playing well going into it. I knew the course set up really well for me. And then after really the start of the second round, my caddy and I kind of looked at each other and it's like, I'm just playing really good. Just need to like kind of get out of my own way and, did a really good job of that. And then Sunday hit some bumps in the road and, you know, had a tough time sleeping that night before. I was just nervous and excited and pumped to get it going and kind of almost too excited to like get to the outcome and just kind of see what was going to happen. But did a good job of just like staying present down the stretch and grind it out and able to get that first win.
A big one too for you, just giving you some confidence in your first season.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, confidence. And then also just like job security is something in our sport that we don't get a lot of. So knowing that you're into all these great events and majors and everything for the rest of that season, plus having full status the next 2 years, it just kind of allows you to take a deep breath for a second. I don't think I did as good of a job in the moment, you know, really like soaking that win in and really enjoying it. But at the same time, the rest of, you know, this past season was so much fun. I loved going to every event that I got to play in, all the big tournaments and everything. So it was quite the experience and whirlwind for those next few months. Just everything got busier and faster and crazier, but it was awesome. I couldn't have asked for much better.
You said you didn't get to soak in the moment as much. Have you thought about it some more now that things have slowed down?
For sure. Yeah. I think this offseason I took some time just to like really appreciate, like kind of, you know, I was a little down on myself with how the season ended, but, you know, dealing with a little bit of an injury and trying to grind through it the best I could. But, you know, taking a deep breath and a step back and thinking about like 2, 3, 4 years ago, like if I looked at where I was now, what would I kind of think about myself? So, definitely appreciated what happened this year and how I played and tried not to beat myself, you know, up over it too much. But at the same time, we're still competitors and we want to get better. So I'm already looking forward to next year and getting after it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's next for you right now? I mean, just enjoying the downtime and then looking ahead to the future.
For sure. Yeah. Probably going to try to play, you know, maybe an event or something at the end of this fall, maybe two, just to kind of get warmed up and get back into tournament condition. And then start off at Kapalua, for the first event of the year. And then it's just all gas, no brakes from there.
Well, while you have this downtime, I want to ask you something because my colleague here on Duckstream, Emerson Edom, he just got into golf not that long ago. He was a hockey player his whole life. Now he's a broadcaster and now he's getting out on the golf course.
I love that.
And his swing needs a little bit of work. So I want to show you this video. And just critique it a little bit. See see your thoughts on Emmer's swing here. This was from the alumni tournament not too long ago.
Okay. Not bad. Little
you can
bit
replay
of a,
it again.
Yeah. We got a little bit of an open face coming down here, but you know, it's setup's not bad. You can, I mean, it's crazy, you know, like with anybody who plays a sport at an elite level, they just like know how to use their body so well and the ground so well. They can create so much force. The tough thing with golf is it's just like there's a lot more, you know, technicalities you need to get right in order to be efficient at it. And then the toughest part is you just have to be really consistent. You got to do it over and over and over again. But he's got the right move. He's just got to get his, got to get the club face a little more closed, but
so there's potential. You
know, a lot of
he
potential
has potential.
There,
okay. Yeah. Okay. He'll be happy to hear that because he's a competitive guy and he wants to get better at golf. So I'm going to make sure that maybe you can even talk to him at
100%.
Some point.
Yeah. We can have a little range session. We'll get him dialed in.
Well, Jake, we're looking forward to having you out at a Ducks game here soon. I know I'm sure you're probably excited too, but I want to ask you, in your travels to get here today, you probably noticed around here, there's a lot of construction. Tons. A lot of changes are coming. OC Vive is coming. What do you think about just making this Honda Center and the district around here the new entertainment hub?
I mean, I think it's exactly what they needed. You know, I remember when I talked to Tim about it originally and he kind of like thought about the or like the idea kind of first got proposed and whatnot, he was really excited. And, you know, for me growing up in Costa Mesa, he was so right in terms of there really not being, you know, a true downtown anywhere in Orange County for as many people as we have here that enjoy that type of atmosphere and everything, too. You know, you really do kind of have to go to either San Diego or Los Angeles, and with our lovely traffic, not many people want to do that. So,
nope.
Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. And, you know, and you have the Angels across the street that kind of tried with a few places around there, but I think this is just going to be a whole nother level in itself. So, you know, it's crazy to look at all the construction that's happened since the last game I went to last year. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited to see how it kind of progresses from here.
And you're going to be wearing, hopefully when you show up for the game, the new jersey. I know you got it. When the logo and the jersey was released. What do you think about it? And just in seeing it in person, the orange.
Yeah, I think seeing it in person, I didn't get to see, you know, we got like the little glimpses of the logo and then they sent it to me while I was on the road, and I got to open it up in an event, and I was like, I love it. Like, I love seeing the new logo back. I do think I didn't see the play on Orange County coming and seeing that much orange, and I think it fits super well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the painted orange and everything like that needs to stick around. And, you know, I think even I talked to, you know, Aaron Teets about it this year. I think our fan base has grown a lot over the last few years, and even without having like, you know, one of the better teams in the NHL, but still being able to really rally people around this team has been cool to see. And I think, you know, as we start to get better, it's only going to get better from there.
You bring up a good point. I mean, you've grown up here. You've seen the team grow with you. What have you thought about the growth of hockey in Southern California and the Anaheim Ducks?
It's impressive. I mean, that was probably one of the main reasons why I didn't play growing up was mm-hmm. we had a rink right down the street when I was a little kid, and they took it out when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old or something. And then if I wanted to go and skate, it was a 30-minute drive to go somewhere just based on where we lived. And it just wasn't very convenient. And now I feel like every time in the freeway, every couple miles, I see a rink here and a rink there. So it's a lot more accessible. I think everything about it is starting to grow, the fan base. I don't see it going the opposite direction mm-hmm. anytime soon. So it's cool to see how much it's grown in Southern California.
Well, Jake, this has been great getting to have you in the Paul Kariya studio, which we're going to take a look at that locker when we get done here, like I said, but enjoy the off time and good luck. We're cheering for you here. It's so great seeing you sporting that Anaheim Ducks logo and just looking forward to the future for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm lucky to be able to sport it. So, you know, I'm a fan all the way.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.